Time to talk some football. To do that, we get on the telephone line and welcome into the program the head coach of the University of Maine Black Bears, Nick Charlton. Nick, how are you this afternoon?
Rich, doing well. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has indeed. How have you been during this, this interesting stretch of time?
It's definitely interesting. I've been doing well. Family's doing well. We're just continuing to work with the guys, virtually, and we were able to start some voluntary workouts for guys that were in the area on the 18th. So that was very positive, and I think we're moving in the right direction, but we're doing pretty well right now.
Well, glad to hear that. And now you've got a little bit of guidance from the NCAA with a six-week calendar that, at least sets things up to be ready to open the season at the beginning of September. How much of a help is that to have that protocol in place?
I think it's great. I mean, after really reviewing it, I think it's pretty well set up, too, where there's this new two-week period where you can do a little bit more than you traditionally were able to in July. And I think that, we have to be very, very smart with our players when they get back and making sure we take care of them health-wise, in terms of what's going on, but also just, them being in shape and being ready to go. And I think it's definitely a move in the right direction, and it's great to get a little bit of guidance, too, because it gives us a little bit of direction as we start to plan, what's certainly going to be a different year. So we're trying to get some plans in place.
Now, when the players arrive, what are the protocols there? Do you have the capacity to do testing of players when they show up on campus?
Yeah, so those are some of the conversations that are going on right now. We're, I'm having conversations with our administration about what's happening in terms of testing and where that exactly is and the protocols that go with that. Those are the conversations that are happening, and I think they're moving in the right direction. I could see this going in a segmented direction where we're bringing back a certain number of guys on certain dates, because we're just trying to be really smart about getting this right from the start. And so I think we're looking at a little bit more of a segmented approach during July.
That certainly makes sense. Now, opening game is scheduled to be on the road out at Ball State, and I understand that Ken Ralph has been in pretty consistent communication with them. Their plan is still to open campus and be good to go for opening night.
Yeah, we're planning on playing, and they gave us a big vote of confidence on that, which is great. And, I think there's a lot of factors that are going to need to be figured out before we get there, but it definitely gave everybody a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel that we're going to be able to do this. I just think there's a lot of things we need to continue to work on in terms of the protocols and how everything's going to work. And I know those are questions everybody wants answered, but it takes a little bit of time. And it's a fluid situation, but I think it's a step in the right direction.
The conference is delayed finalizing the schedule, and that certainly makes sense. And there's been all kinds of discussion out there about ways to go and possibly maybe some regionalization of the schedule. Do you really know anything, or is that pretty much still up in the air?
Well, there's been a few models that have been put out. Of course, there's the play every game like normal. That was one of them. There's league schedule. There's a geographic one. There's a few different models, and I understand where the CAA is coming from to delay that, because we're still trying to understand what everything's going to look like, and it's better to make the right decision than to be early. So I think there's a few different models. At the end of the day, to be honest with you, I just want to have a season, and we want it to be the safest possible situation for everybody. So wherever they tell me to go, the team will be there. So we'll be ready to go.
Now, on the field, you continue to add guys to the roster. I see you picked up another big tight end. You got some beef out there at the tight end spot.
Yeah, Steve Patrick, he's a grad transfer from Robert Morris, and guy who's played a lot of football, and I think he's going to help us out in that room and add to a pretty solid tight end room that we have right now. And we've taken a few other guys, Xavier Scott from UConn, he's a wideout, Austin Chamber, he's at the lineman from BYU. So there's a few guys that we've looked at, and we try to be pretty targeted with transfers or older players, and I think we've done a good job with that. We're still, looking around at a couple of different spots, but we're starting to wind down here because, of course, we're getting closer. So it's been good. It was a good finish to the class, I think.
And it looks like you've also added some good depth at the running back position.
Yeah, I mean, we've taken, a couple transfers. Elijah Barnwell joined us in January from Rutgers. And then, he joins a pretty young group, but there's a lot of talent in there. And they've done a really nice job handling this whole situation. We have a couple freshmen coming in, Tavion Banks and Freddie Brock, and then Curtis Murray was on the roster last year as a redshirt freshman, and Jordan Rowell was, he got hurt last year, but from Northern Illinois. So we have in there, but it's a lot of new faces. But to me, that's talent there. And the guys have been doing a nice job. They're working hard. So I'm very encouraged by that room right now.
Now, one of the things I've heard discussed is the possibility, if there is any modification to the season, that there might also be a modification to the redshirt rule that might allow some of your true freshmen to get a little extra playing time.
I've heard about that. I know there's been some conversations with that. I think really waiting to hear more, on what exactly that would be. So for now, we're going under the premise that it's going to be, the normal rules. I think it really depends on scheduling. As we get a little bit closer to see if that's going to change.
Now, you're a pretty high-tech guy, so having Zoom meetings and working with players online, that has probably not been the challenge for you that it might be for, some of these older dinosaur coaches.
My wife actually bought me, in like March, a Zoom University shirt. So I pulled our players that I'm going to wear it on the first day of practice to remind us what this was like. We owe a lot. Whoever invested in Zoom was a smart man.
Yeah,
exactly. But we are fortunate where, we've been able to transition to this model. It's not ideal for anybody, but everybody's dealing with the same thing. So, our players have done a good job. They've really communicated well with us, and it's been on Zoom. And, we're talking to them individually and positionally, and then we had a team meeting a couple of days ago. So, it's been a good transition. I think we all want to get back to campus and get back to work, but there's a few things we got to just finish up in terms of preparation and some of the plans for that.
Obviously, most teams are in the same boat, but without spring ball this year, how does that adjust what you do in late summer?
Well, I think that's where the 2-week period is actually pretty beneficial, because we're able to use the football and kind of get a better look at the guys. There's going to be areas that everybody is going to have that they wish they had spring ball for. We're like everybody else, and we're just going to have to do a really good job as coaches of planning the practices out in the beginning to really think what our players do well based on our evaluations, and then how much they can handle in terms of volume. And I think we're going to be pretty smart about that, but we'll kind of see how it develops as we go, to be honest with you.
Nick Charlton, head coach of Black Bear football, all this extra time at home, what have you been watching? Any good series you've been binging?
Well, with the kids, it's been a good sampling of Disney films. We can discuss it at any time you want. But my wife and I are currently watching The Wire right now.
Oh, fantastic.
And, yeah, I've never seen it before, and I get chastised a little bit for that. It's excellent. It's a good show. So
yeah,
that's currently what we're doing.
Do not have the kids watch. I don't need to tell you that. But that's
the kids are not present for any of these things. So it's actually fun. My daughter was like, she was really young when Stranger Things was ending, and we tried as young parents to like finish an episode because we hadn't finished it, and she was in the room, and I was like, all right, that's the last time that ever happened. So we learned a couple of years ago. So now it's strictly Disney and a little bit of Winnie the Pooh recently, but we try to limit the screen time as much as possible with them.
Well, that's good. And at least, you're not getting dragged down into the Barney rabbit hole through a Thomas the Tank Engine phase that was pretty painful.
Yeah. I mean, I'm officially a Frozen expert at this point. my daughter really looks up to them, so I'm working through that. But it's a good movie. That's the one thing I will say. Both of them are good. So
right. I'll
get there, though, Rich.
I'm not going to ask you to sing Let It Go, but that may come before too long.
I do know the words. you don't want to hear that.
Hey, Nick, it's good to talk with you. It has indeed been too long. Be well, stay safe, and we'll catch up with you again once we get closer to the season.
You as well, Rich. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you.
Thank you, Nick. Nick Charlton, head coach of Maine Black Bear football on Downtown.